Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
A few years ago, I was traveling back from St. Louis. I chose to drive, and it was a good road trip. When I was on my way back, I didn't really have a plan other than to just drive until I got tired. So I was able to go until probably like midnight before I was really sleepy. Rather than get a bunch of energy drinks and try to power through to the next big city, I decided to stop and sleep. I found some random town in the middle of who knows where. There wasn't much, and it seemed to be the middle of nowhere. After pulling off the highway, there was a gas station, and down the road from this was a dumpy-looking motel. It looked sketchy, but I was really tired and didn't care that much. I just wanted a place to sleep. So I pulled in and decided to get a room. Judging by the parking lot, there were plenty of open rooms for the night. I went into the office, got one, and then went down to the motel room. When I got inside, it was a pretty typical motel room that you would expect. It opened straight out to the sidewalk, and inside the room, it was not that clean, but nothing terrible. It had a small TV, a bed, and a bathroom. So I immediately just got ready for bed and then tried to fall asleep. I know that I fell asleep really fast that night. But sometime not long after, I awoke. I remember waking up to the sound of hearing a noise.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Menards is your one-stop shop for all your summer essentials. Whether you're stocking up on everyone's favorite snacks, making a patio perfect for entertaining family and friends, or getting ready to gather around the grill, Menards has everything you need for your get-togethers all summer long. Save big money now at Menards. Plus, don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
As I became more awake, I realized that somebody was tapping on the glass of the window to my room. I looked over but could not see anything, because there was a very thick curtain that was covering the entire window from the inside. I stayed there in bed listening to it. The tapping was very deliberate, like somebody was either trying to mess with me or get my attention. I didn't think there was any way that it could be something else. I was curious, but also really creeped out and didn't want to get up and see. Then it stopped. I laid there for about 2 or 3 minutes without hearing it anymore at all. So at that point, I decided to fall back asleep. But just before I did, I heard another sound. This time, someone was knocking at my door. There was no mistaking it. It was much louder than the tapping that had just been on the window, and no doubt it was the same person. I was really curious, so this time, I decided to get up and see who exactly was there. I quickly got out of the bed and tiptoed over to the door. When I arrived, I did not open the door, but instead looked out of the peephole. However, when I did, I saw nothing but black. It was like whoever was at the door was deliberately covering up the peephole with their hand or something. So now, I had no idea who was there. I quietly moved over to the window to try to get a look at them from there. But the way the window was positioned, you couldn't really see who was at the door unless they stood a few feet back from it. I pulled back part of the curtains at the far end and looked. But all I could see was part of the person's backside, and they appeared to be a man. I couldn't see his face or anything, just that he was at the door. I moved back and went over to the bed. The guy kept knocking every few seconds. I didn't know what to do. Then, after several minutes of the knocking, it finally stopped. I stayed there on the bed, listening to see if the guy would knock anymore. After about 10 minutes of hearing nothing but silence, I finally felt relaxed enough to go back to bed. So I laid back down and within probably 5 minutes fell back asleep. The next morning I woke up and at first forgot all about the crazy encounters from the previous night. I wanted to leave early to hit the road, so I packed up my stuff and left the room at about 7:30 a.m. However, when I got outside, I saw that there was some damage to the motel room door of the room I was in. It looked like somebody had taken a crowbar or something and tried to pry the door open. Now, it was not like that when I had entered the room the previous night. I knew that for sure. I remembered the man at the door and realized he must have tried to break in. That really gave me the creeps. Then I walked to my car and saw more marks at my car door. I got inside and thankfully nothing was missing, and he didn't get in there either. I got out of there fast and was back on the highway. Looking back, it still freaks me out to think that I slept with some guy trying to get into my room. I'm just grateful that he didn't. Why he gave up, I don't know. Maybe the doors were really strong, or maybe he was just bad at trying to break in. Maybe somebody startled him, or possibly he just wanted to scare me. But either way, it was a very creepy and memorable experience at a sketchy motel. I stayed at a pretty average hotel one time. I travel quite often for work. It takes me all around the country, and so I've been to many hotels. Over the years, I've stayed in everything from really great places to complete dumps. This one was somewhere right in the middle. So it was probably on like the third floor probably, just in a typical room with one bed and a nice TV. I stayed up in my hotel room pretty late finishing some work stuff. Then to unwind, I was watching some TV in bed until I got sleepy. I remember that at like 1 o'clock in the morning, I got a call on the phone in my hotel room. I found this strange immediately. It was not my cell phone, but the phone that they have in the room. It would have to be the front desk calling, but why would they bother me at 1 a.m.? So I walked over to the phone and answered it. I heard a man's voice on the other end say that I needed to come down to the front desk. I asked why, and he didn't say. He just said to come down now, and then he hung up the phone. Now, I had checked in much earlier, and it had been a woman at the desk when I did, so this was not the individual that I had dealt with, and I figured this guy was the night front desk person. I was really annoyed and ticked off that they would call me at 1 a.m. and not tell me why. I angrily put on my shoes and then left the room. I walked down to the elevator and then went down to the first floor. When I got there, the hotel looked completely empty. I walked over to the front desk and nobody was there. Near the front desk was the breakfast area, and there were some meeting rooms down a nearby hallway. But not one person was to be seen anywhere. I looked behind the counter, and now was even more angry. I didn't stop and ring the bell at the desk or ask if anyone was there. I didn't care. I just went straight back for the elevator and got back on. If they were going to bother me in the wee hours of the morning, at least be where you asked me to go. I'm not going to wait around. So I took the elevator back up to my floor, got off, and then went back to my room. I went inside and then got back in bed watching TV just like before. About 5 minutes later, the phone rang again. I was so angry. I answered it and said, "What do you want?" The same man told me to come down to the front desk. He was speaking louder now and in a more commanding tone. I told him I already did. The guy said that I had not and I had to go back. As he was still speaking, I hung up the phone and then unplugged it from the wall. Then I walked over, got back in bed, and laid down. It had been a long day and I was tired.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
So after laying down, within about 10 minutes, I started to fall asleep. But I was interrupted again. This time, I heard a knocking on the door. I got up from the bed and stormed over there. When I got to the door, I heard somebody quickly walking away. I looked out the peephole just as I was hearing this, but they were gone by the time I looked out. Then I swung the doors open and heard only footsteps. I looked around and saw no one. There were a few places in the hallway they could have gone, as it's not just a long hallway, there were different hallways connected to it. I went back inside and locked the door. I didn't know why I was getting messed with. I went back to bed, and this time fell asleep. The next morning, everything was fine. I went back downstairs for the hotel breakfast, and there were now lots of other people around. I went to the front desk and asked who was working overnight. I was told a woman's name, and I reported what was going on. They said that's not something that she would do. And I know that I was also talking to a man, not a woman, so I don't know who that was who was calling me or why they were talking from the front desk. I still don't have answers, but that's the craziest thing that's happened to me in my many travels. Last year, I went on vacation with my girlfriend Zoe to Florida. We flew down there and we got a pretty decent hotel that was close to the beach. It was only a couple of blocks away and we could walk there, which was nice. We were staying there for like 5 days. A few days in, something crazy happened. So we had been enjoying the vacation to that point. We spent a lot of time at the beach and at local restaurants and attractions. One night, we got back late and we were both tired from being gone all day. I went to take a shower, and while I was in there, I heard Zoe say she was going to get some ice. So she left the room, and I finished showering. Then I went back over and sat down. About 2 minutes later, Zoe came back into the room rather quickly. I noticed that she shut the door really fast and locked it behind her. Then she said that some creepy guy had been following her. I asked her to elaborate, and she said how she went down to the second floor for the ice machine. She stated that when she started walking down the hallway of the second floor, she saw this guy kind of standing around. She went into the room to get ice and heard the man start to walk over. He got to the small room where the ice machine was and entered. Zoe thought that he was waiting for her to be done so he could get some ice. But when she was done, he just stood there looking at her. She walked past him and left, and then he started following her down the hallway. Not wanting to wait for the elevator, she took the stairs, which the man did as well. When she got back to our floor, she walked as fast as she could for the room. The man was described as maybe 50s with a grayish goatee and somewhat tall and thin. I decided to go out into the hallway to see if he was still there. When I got out there, though, I saw no one. It was completely empty. I walked around a little and figured that he was gone. So I went back into the room, and soon after, we fell asleep for the night. I figured that was the end of that. The next morning, we were leaving the hotel. Right after we got out and were walking on the sidewalk, Zoe said she saw the man again. She pointed to a guy who was just across the street on a sidewalk. I looked over and saw the man. He was not looking at us and appeared to just be kind of standing around. We kept walking and then turned at the next street. We were out for a long time. Later on in the day, though, we were a long ways from the hotel in the city. We were walking down the sidewalk and we both noticed the man again. As we were waiting to cross a street, we looked back and noticed the man standing about 20 feet behind us. There was a good amount of other people walking on the sidewalks and stuff, so he blended in fairly easy, but we still noticed him. I didn't know if this was just a crazy coincidence or not. I had a feeling it wasn't. I wanted to get away from the man. We decided to turn and take this odd route. When we did, it seemed like we lost him, because I stopped seeing him. Later on, we went to a restaurant and sat outside. As we were there, I noticed the same guy standing across the street. He appeared to be looking at us, or mostly at Zoe. The guy was really creeping us out now. It appeared as though he was trying to follow Zoe around. I thought about getting up and confronting him right there. However, I decided not to. The man continued to look in our direction for probably 5 minutes. Then he walked away. We didn't see him for the rest of the night as we were out. When we got back, though, we saw him again. As we were walking into the lobby, the man was already inside, sitting on a chair sort of in the corner. We walked to the elevators, and as the doors were closing, we saw him get up. He did not walk over to try to get on the elevator, but we were suspicious of what he might do. We got up to our floor, and then quickly went to our room and got inside. After getting in, Zoe started looking out of the peephole. She thought that the guy might try to go to our door or something. Like a minute later, she told me that she saw him. I was angry and decided to confront the guy. Zoe said that he was just standing around sort of by our door. He did not knock on it, though. So I went over to the door, opened it, and went out into the hallway. Now it was just me and the man there. Sure enough, he was standing there. Now it was just me and the man there. Right when I got out, though, he started walking away. I told him to stop, and I asked what his problem was. The man stopped and turned around. He had a very angry look on his face. I asked him why he was stalking us. The man did not say anything. He started walking over to me and then pulled something from his pocket. At first, I didn't know what it was, but within a few seconds, I recognized it to be a stun gun. The man kept going closer to me and then lunged at me with it. I jumped back and thankfully did not get hit. I took off running as I didn't have anything to defend myself with. I went to the stairs, ran down, and was not chased. When I got to the lobby, I reported the man to the front desk. They ended up calling the police. I stayed down in the lobby until they arrived and I called Zoe and told her to stay in the room. The police showed up a short time later and looked at
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Found the hotel for the man. After a while, they found him and left the hotel with him. I'm not sure if he was arrested or not, but I know that he got trespassed from the hotel for sure. When I got back to the room, Zoe told me that after I had called her, she heard a knock on the door. She knew it was the man and did not answer. She also said that he tried opening the door, which was locked. For the rest of the trip, we did not see him. When I was younger, I worked at a hotel. The hotel was pretty standard. It had several floors, a bunch of rooms, and on the main level was the front desk as well as the pool, breakfast room, and some ballrooms. I worked the front desk in the overnight hours. It was pretty easy because nothing would ever happen. People would rarely check in after like 10 p.m., and nobody would really come to the desk overnight. So I would pretty much just sit there and go on my phone. Sometimes I would do a little cleaning, like sweeping or vacuuming floors, but that was mostly just to stay busy. One night, I was working at the desk like normal. Things were quiet, and I had really nothing to do. At 2 o'clock in the morning, though, I heard someone come walking in my direction from down one of the hallways. I looked and saw a man walking towards me. He was average height and build and had dark hair. The guy seemed kind of odd right from the start. He walked up to me and said that the air conditioning in his room didn't work. I asked him some questions about it to try to determine if it was broken or how it was broken. He didn't know much. It made me wonder if it was really broke or if the man just didn't know how to use it. He wasn't understanding me though. He said that he was confused and asked if I could show him how to use it. I had nothing better to do, so I said sure. The air conditioning in the hotel could be confusing to use if it's your first time, I guess. So I followed the man to the elevators and went up to one of the other floors. I don't remember which one it was. He didn't say anything as we went up, and it was really awkward. I tried making a little bit of small talk, but the man didn't really say anything. Then we walked to his room, and he opened it. When we got inside, I walked over to the AC, which was at the far end underneath the window. I turned it on no problem, and I started to tell the guy how to use it. He stayed right by the door, though, and didn't walk closer to me, which I found a little bit odd, because he was completely on the other side of the room. He nodded his head and said yes, and I was wondering why he wouldn't go closer to me. The guy was still seeming really strange, so I decided to leave at that point. I told him that the AC was on and running now and the room would cool down for him. He didn't say anything. He was still standing right in front of the door, blocking my way from leaving. I walked over to him and he still didn't move. I said, "Excuse me." The man was looking at me, but did not say anything. After both of us standing there facing each other for a few seconds, the man finally spoke. He said I was not leaving. As soon as he said that, I reacted the only way I knew. I backed up, took out my phone, and instantly dialed 911. I did all that within probably 5 seconds. I put the phone on speaker and walked away from the guy towards the other side of the room. He started walking after me and told me to stop. As soon as the call started connecting with police, though, the man turned around and then just took off and left the room. He didn't have any suitcases or luggage or anything in the room at all. He just left. I ran out of the room and went back down to the front desk. I didn't see the man as I did that. I told the cops what happened, and they showed up, but by the time they did, the man was gone. There was an investigation done, and I only heard that he checked in earlier that day when I wasn't working. He apparently must have used a fake ID to check in or something like that. I'm not sure if he was ever found. I'm also not sure what his plan was, but I'm glad that I reacted well in that situation. I was on a road trip with my friend John one time years ago. We were driving back home and taking turns driving so that we could go longer throughout the day. One of the days driving back, after driving for about 14 hours straight pretty much, it was getting late. We both wanted to stop and get some sleep. I happened to be driving, so John said that he would find us a hotel. Well, that was a terrible mistake, because my friend John is a cheapskate. He said that he found a great place, and I took his word for it, which was another huge mistake. I specifically remember that I asked him if it was nice, and he said yes, it looked nice. I said that I didn't want to stay in some crappy motel. I even said that I would drive longer and pay a little more. He said no, the place looked just fine, and I said okay. I followed his directions, and about 20 minutes later, we pulled off the highway and into this small town. There was really nothing there, and I just had a feeling like this place was going to suck. This town was dark, with hardly any street lights. After a while, we pulled onto this dirt road, and I asked him where we were going. He said we were almost there, and like a minute later, I saw the place. There was this really sketchy-looking motel, which was by far the worst motel I've ever seen in my life. And I'm not some snob who only stays in 5-star hotels. I've stayed in plenty of places like Red Roof Inns or even Super 8 motels. This made Super 8 look like a 5-star place. I told John to find another place because this place sucked. He said it was too late, he already booked it, and I owed him $20, which was my half of the room for the night. I pulled into the parking lot and then looked on my own phone for hotels in the area, but I wasn't getting a signal. John insisted on staying there and got out of the car. I was annoyed but also tired from the long day, so I said whatever and followed John. He got the keys to the room and we walked over. It was a hotel that had just one level. All the rooms were in one long row and they all opened right out to the parking lot. There were like 3 other cars in the entire parking lot that was filled with cracks and weeds in the concrete. Surrounding the place was literally nothing. There was an empty lot to the left and then an abandoned gas station to the right. We went inside of our room, and John went over to the far bed and fell asleep on it instantly. He was literally sleeping within 5 minutes. I went to my bed and sat down on it. I was not tired, but very thirsty and had run out of water. I was also hungry, so I left the hotel room to see if there was a vending machine or anything. When I got outside, it was completely quiet. I walked around the building, and to my luck, there was in fact a vending machine at the far side of the building by the offices. It was in between the small office building and the motel building, so there was like a little walking alleyway there. I went up to the vending machine and saw the selections. There wasn't much, so I just got water. Except when I put the dollar in and selected the water, nothing happened. I got scammed. I was so mad. Then, out of nowhere, this guy walked up to me. He came from behind the motel building, and there was literally nothing back there. The guy had long, gross-looking, stringy hair and was really skinny. He didn't say anything, but just walked about 5 feet from me and then stopped. I saw him looking at me, and I said hi to be friendly. He didn't say hi back to me, though, so at that point, I just walked away. Instantly, I heard him walking after me. I went faster and went down the sidewalk towards the rooms. I heard the man's footsteps about 20 feet back. I quickly got to our room, and when I stopped, I heard that the man was now running. I didn't bother to look back. The key thankfully worked right away, and I opened the door, went inside, and slammed it shut in an instant. I locked the door, and literally the next second, the man tried entering. Then he started banging on the door. I had no idea who this guy was or what he wanted, but I couldn't say I was very surprised with this with where we were staying.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Then the man started yelling stuff, but I couldn't make out any of it. After yelling incoherently, banging on the door, and trying to get in for a good 5 minutes, he finally ran away. Then things were fine. John slept completely through the entire thing. I was finally able to go to bed a while later. The next morning, John claimed that he got the best sleep of his life, and that we got a great deal with that hotel. I told him that he slept through us nearly getting attacked by some crazy guy. He didn't believe me when I told him what happened. He thought that I just made it up, but it definitely happened, and I'm never going on a road trip with him again.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.